Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues as of fire, distributing themselves, and they rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit was giving them utterance.
Some people think the Holy Spirit's first appearance was at Pentecost, but he's mentioned in the creation account and throughout the Old Testament and Gospels. Then, in today's passage, the Spirit arrives in the upper room with a fresh mission. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit empowered individuals for specific tasks. For example, Bezalel's God-given wisdom and craftsmanship enabled him to become the tabernacle's chief architect. We also read that the Spirit settled upon leaders needing help in administration, warriors facing formidable tasks, and men called to proclaim God's word. Indicating that the Spirit's involvement with believers would be different than before, Jesus told the disciples, "He abides with you and will be in you." God's Holy Spirit had come alongside them during their time with Jesus, but would dwell within them following the ascension. Since Pentecost, every believer has received the Holy Spirit. If Jesus is the vine and we're the branches, then the Spirit is the energizing sap that equips us. He no longer comes and goes, but now remains permanently. He seals us in Christ, proof of the promise that we are forever in God's presence.